Good evening. If the conventional wisdom really was that Scooter Libby would go silently into that good night, that there would be no buck passing, that the longer Patrick Fitzgerald's Plamegate prosecution of Libby went on, the better it would be for President Bush and the White House, we're going to need a new conventional wisdom. Our fifth story on the countdown. In court documents, Mr. Libby has pointed the finger of guilt at the man called Bush's brain and the artist formerly known as Bush's press secretary. The latest pre-trial filing from Mr. Libby's defense team, not so much clarifying the plot of the revelation of Valerie Plame Wilson's identity as introducing new characters. 1 week after Special Prosecutor Fitzgerald first revealed that President Bush, with Vice President Cheney as middleman, apparently authorized Mr. Libby to leak intelligence to reporters, Mr. Libby had a different story, claiming that his former bosses did not instruct him to disclose the identity of CIA operative Plame Wilson. Apropos of nothing, we might add, two of Mr. Libby's former colleagues at the White House do not get off as easily as the P and the VP. Libby's defense team pledging to call Karl Rove to the stand, saying that Mr. Rove allegedly spoke to both columnist Robert Novak about Mrs. Wilson's job with the CIA, and that former press secretary Ari Fleischer played a key role in discrediting Mr. Wilson's claims about the Bush administration's case for war in Iraq. They intend to call him to the stand as well. Time for us now to call in correspondent David Schuster, who's been following this story for us from Washington. Good evening, David.
Good evening, Keith.
This seems to have been responded to kind of tepidly around Washington. Am I missing something? Or didn't Scooter Libby just pin Plamegate directly on Karl Rove and also hit Ari Fleischer with a kind of indirect shot?
Yeah, what he's trying to do is he's trying to simply impugn the testimony of the key people who are going to testify against him, and that is Tim Russert and Judy Miller. What Scooter Libby's trying to suggest is that perhaps Tim Russert is somehow mistaken. Judy Miller is mistaken. They didn't really hear about Valerie Plame from Scooter Libby. They really heard it from Ari Fleischer and Karl Rove and simply got their testimony wrong. And therefore, when Scooter Libby says, I didn't tell these reporters, they told me, the jury may somehow believe it. The problem that Scooter Libby has is that Tim Russert and Judy Miller are pretty firm that, no, they didn't hear about Plame from Ari Fleischer. They heard it from Scooter Libby.
If that's what's believed, though, and Mr. Libby has just thrown out these two names, Rove and Fleischer, did not Patrick Fitzgerald try to connect the dots back to Karl Rove before? Was there not some expectation that he might get cornered by the prosecution? Is this the political, if not the legal, equivalent of what Fitzgerald was trying to do, courtesy Scooter Libby?
Absolutely. And Fitzgerald noted last week he was not going to call Karl Rove, one of the reasons being because prosecutors tend not to call a witness when that witness may still be a target in another prosecution. So with the defense calling Karl Rove, you essentially get the same bang for the buck, and that is there is Karl Rove having to take the witness stand, having to acknowledge publicly for the first time that he leaked to Bob Novak, that he leaked to Time magazine reporter Matthew Cooper, and then you start getting into the problem of, well, for the first time, there is his testimony in public, and let's go back to the president saying, well, if I ever learn that anybody's leaked, they'll be fired. That's the main political problem for the White House in all of this, as Scooter Libby tries to defend himself by pointing the finger at other people. It may not work for Scooter Libby, and at the same time, it may cause huge political damage for the White House.
In theory, then, this is the proverbial Pyrrhic victory, that you could wind up getting no one convicted on this, but everyone found guilty in the court of a public opinion. Is this not a political disaster for the White House?
It's a political disaster, and that's the way this case is going. We've reached the point where Scooter Libby's priorities right now are to save himself, and he's decided that if he can muddy the waters, if he can get the issue away from his own testimony about Valerie Plame and what he said to reporters, if he can get away from that and introduce these other White House officials who may have also talked about Valerie Plame or received information, then perhaps that increases the chances, however slight, for Scooter Libby to essentially not get convicted. The problem, though, as you mentioned, is the political one, and that is you suddenly expose Karl Rove and you expose other officials who may also be dragged into this Libby trial.
With so much attention, David, focused on Rove, it's the first time in a long time we've heard Ari Fleischer's name, certainly in connection with this case. What do we know about the testimony that he gave to the grand jury, particularly about his conversations with Scooter Libby?
And this is where it gets perhaps as intriguing as you'll see in these documents. In the Libby indictment, it was clear that the day after Joe Wilson's column comes out criticizing the administration's case for war, Scooter Libby takes Ari Fleischer out for lunch. Ari Fleischer testified this was the first time he could ever recall Scooter Libby taking him out for lunch. And Libby tells Ari Fleischer, hey, Wilson's wife worked at the CIA, and such information is not widely known. Ari Fleischer testified he took that to mean that this was information that he ought to leak to the press. Again, it's not clear if Ari Fleischer did that, but if Scooter Libby is now arguing that, well, Ari Fleischer leaked to the press and it's his fault, well, Ari Fleischer did so, and he learned this information because he got it from Scooter Libby. And again, you get back to the same problem, and that is Tim Russert and Judy Miller say quite clearly, we heard about Valerie Plame not from Ari Fleischer, we heard about it from Scooter Libby.
One last logistical thing that I'm not following here, maybe you can clear this up for me. In the filings, Libby's people say that Libby was not instructed by the president or the vice president to disclose the identity of Valerie Plame. I don't recall someone saying that yeah. Mr. Libby had been accused of that, or that was central anymore to this case.
No, and I think that's a part of the press. That's part of the Libby filing that I was going to say sounds like a press release, and it may have that sort of effect. And that is, nobody has alleged, nobody has been accused in this case of actually leaking classified information. The charges against Scooter Libby are that he lied and obstructed the investigation, that he lied about his conversations with reporters. I think that's the one part of his document today in which he's trying to say, look, as far as the political impact, as far as who leaked Valerie Plame, we can take the president off the hook here. But again, it's totally irrelevant to the charges Scooter Libby is going to face in this trial.
Well, this gets curiouser and curiouser. MSNBC's David Schuster, as always, sir, great thanks.
You're welcome, Keith.
More